Hello, Agus Falcha. This podcast is aimed primarily at people who intend hill walking in Scotland or on the Isle of Arran. And the key message I want to get over is think, plan, prepare. I touched on safety in my last podcast, but I want to go into it in a wee bit more detail. Okay. There are folk that'd have you believe that the moment you step off the beaten track, your chances of survival are virtually zero. That, of course, is nonsense. You've got a good 50% chance of not dying. Joking aside, even if you are a total and utter idiot and traipse into the wilds wearing only shorts, t-shirt and flip-flops, the chances are that the worst that'll happen to you is sore feet and midgy bites. But the smart money is always on thinking, planning and preparing. That doesn't mean that you have to treat a saunter along a country path as if you're climbing Ben Nevis. No, it means that you have to do a bit of thinking about where you're going, planning how you're going to get there and when, and preparing for whatever you're likely to encounter. Okay. Assume that you're not going climbing where you'll need ropes and associated gear. If you are, you shouldn't need any advice on safety. And if you do, you're likely to become one of the casualties we have each year. So, you're hill walking. You have to plan out your route and know roughly what the hazards are. For that, you'll need a map. I'd suggest the OS 1 to 25,000 series. They're great maps. And the paper ones are better than the ones in your phone, simply because they're still there for you when your battery's dead. Consider the time it'll take you. It's not much fun getting halfway into a 4-hour walk and then finding that it'll be pitch black in under an hour. The time of year makes a difference too. Paths that are easy going in the winter and spring can be simply impassable due to bracken in the summer and winter. Summer and autumn, that is. Nice summer paths can be a quagmire in other seasons, and midges and clegs and ticks can make your life a misery at certain times of the year. Think about the weather. Is it raining or likely to rain, or snow, or blaw hooly? I've often begun walking in brilliant sunshine only to find that it's chucking it down an hour later or snowing at the top of a hill. Now, what'll you wear? I've already mentioned that shorts, t-shirt and flip-flops aren't exactly the best gear for the hills. However, full Everest kit isn't exactly what I'd recommend either. Much depends upon what I've already mentioned, that is, where you're going, when and so on. It should go without saying that Scotland's weather is changeable. Waterproofs are nearly always necessary and should be in a backpack along with a spare t-shirt or something warmer, depending on weather. So, from the top down, your head. You always need a hat. Protection from the sun, when it shines, the rain, and to drape the midge net over whenever that's necessary. Your torso. A light, long-sleeve top. You'll sweat and possibly need to change at some point for the one in your backpack. The long sleeve will also provide some protection from the clegs. Don't forget gloves for the same sort of reasons. Your bottom half. Long trousers. Preferably not jeans because they get awfully cold when wet and don't dry easily. I've already mentioned that you should also have waterproofs. That includes waterproof trousers, of course. And as far as shorts are concerned, avoid. Shorts are great as far as the ticks are concerned, so don't wear them. Your feet. You don't need to spend huge amounts of money on footwear that would be perfect in the Alps, but you do need good ones for whatever you're going to tackle. Your best idea is to take advice on that matter, because your feet are important. They're what'll take you into the hills and what you'll depend upon to take you out again. Your backpack. I've already said that your backpack should have waterproofs and a spare top. You should also carry a map, a compass and a whistle, and that's all as a minimum. I'd also suggest the ubiquitous mobile phone, which may not get a signal, so beware. Some easy to carry food of your choice. Chocolate bars in my case, and an emergency fiver for the bus when you've got lost and come off the hill at the wrong spot. There are lots of other things that could be added to your backpack, and probably should be, but I've given you details of my bare minimum. I'd like to finish by telling you about a situation I got myself into. It kind of underlines the importance of thinking, planning and preparing. One winter, a number of years ago, I decided to run up Ben Hyonsei, said by some to be the most boring and possibly the easiest Munro. On the map, it did indeed look very easy, which was just what I needed considering that everything in the country over 1,000 feet was covered in the white stuff. I carried the usual safety items, but not lots and lots of warm clothing. I reckoned that I'd be up and down in a couple of hours with little time to get cold because I'd be constantly running. I was supremely confident in my abilities and foresaw no particular problems. The arrogance of the middle-aged man. There's a path all the way up Ben Hyonsei, and even in the snow it was clear up to the plateau before the pull to the top. And it was there I got lost, in a huge flat area that was totally covered by snow with whiteout conditions approaching. I was still confident that I'd be okay, but began to get slightly twitchy when I came across my own tracks. My fingers were so cold I couldn't even retrieve the GPS from my backpack. By now I couldn't run and was wading through thigh deep snow on a 45 degree angle towards what I thought was the direction of my car. I came to what I suspected was a snow filled ravine that would be far too risky to cross. So I started climbing through what was now waist-deep snow upwards. I eventually reached a faint path and realised that I'd been heading in a totally wrong direction. If I'd not met the ravine, I'd have continued into a wilderness with nigh on no chance whatsoever of getting to the other side. Instead, my escape route took me to the top of a wind-scoured Ben Hyonsei and the path back to my car, where I would reflect on how I could very easily have come to grief. The Scottish hills are dangerous, especially in winter. If I hadn't found that path, I'd have been in serious trouble. If I'd twisted an ankle, I'd have been in even more serious trouble. If the snow had been wet rather than dry, I'd probably have been history. There are many more ifs to be considered and taken into account. But I still love the hills. So, be safe, think, plan, prepare. And if this podcast has whetted your appetite for the Isle of Arran, have a look at my website. It's yolasite.com. I'll just repeat that, https://alexdrain.yolasite.com. I'd also love any comments you'd like to leave. There's a comment page on the website. Goodbye, Martian leave.